Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I'm your host. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope that you enjoy these podcast episodes. And before I mess up this take one more time, I am going to jump right in. This is podcast episode number 73, 5 cleaning tips. Hey there, minimalists. It is nice and early as I'm recording this, which makes me very happy, feels very stress-free with all of the video creation that I've added into the mix of things. I am having a difficult time balancing the kind of 3 different areas in which I create with the writing, podcasting, and YouTubing. It is very different. I am really enjoying each one, but it is something definitely to balance. So when I am recording early or on time, I am feeling very much like I'm just winning. If you celebrate Easter, happy Easter. We have got a nice weekend planned for us, and I'm really happy about that. I really do enjoy celebrating holidays and making sure that there are fun things to look forward to. I know everyone does things differently, but my perspective on it is that it's a great way to build memories with my children and just have a fun time doing something a little bit different. We have a new review today. We've got inspirational and informative for the subtitle. 5 stars, thank you very much. And it is from THA63. The review says, I've recently started listening to this podcast. I'm 30 in so far, and have found each episode to be an invitation to join minimalism in a friendly, caring way. I love her humor and gentle way of sharing information. Each episode encourages me to put a sincere effort into this lifestyle, more so than any other book or article I've ever read. Thank you for putting these episodes out there. Now back to binge listening. Thank you so much, THA63. I definitely appreciate all of the reviews. They're so helpful and vet out the podcast for newcomers that are curious about my podcast. So I very much appreciate that. And more than that, I am so grateful to hear what y'all think of the podcast, and it is very motivating to me when I hear that my podcast or YouTube videos or anything like that are helpful to those that are listening, watching, whatever. So thank you so much. They're very, very special to me and very much treasured. This week has been full of happenings with the RV, healthy eating, and just general family stuff. We are beginning the updates to our bedroom, which is really exciting. Most of our RV was renovated in 2019 and a little bit of 2020 as well, but the bedroom hasn't been worked on that much. It's been something that we just have set aside. It wasn't really a pressing matter. It is cozy and nice as it is, but it's something we're really looking forward to having done. I'm most excited about building my Murphy/fold-down wall desk. I am very, very excited about that. I have been trying to figure out how to get a desk for me in this RV somewhere, and I have been unable to figure that out so far. When I started seeing some of these Murphy wall desks popping up on various YouTube channels and things like that, though, I was like, this will work for me. I'm so excited. I have not had a space for myself, and it's something that I really need, especially as I have been devoting more time to the podcast, the YouTube channel, and my writing. I need a place to sit and write, and I even more need a place that I can just go to and easily access all of my things. They're contained, they're in my backpack, but having to pull everything out and set up a little lap desk or figure out a place to sit, it's just not helpful and takes too long. So I'm very excited about this wall desk. I'm hoping that it solves my problems and makes it more, I don't know, I guess easier and accessible when it comes to getting my work done. I have been eating super healthfully, feeling great about that. I always reassess my diet and what I have done for the month when a month has ended. And I've been creating videos on this since December. So I'm kind of needing to do a March video, but I'm pleased with what I've gotten done. And I'm happy with the changes that my body has kind of made and what I've made, obviously, in order to create these changes. I'm happy with my lifestyle and that things are going well in that way. Look out for that video. It should be coming out, I think, in the next week or so. I just need to help fix up this bedroom first, and then I'm going to create that video. I did a bunch of ditching and decluttering in the kitchen this last week, and I talked about that on the Patreon episode. It was all about what I am spring cleaning this year. So you can check that out if you'd like to. I will leave a link in the details of this podcast episode. For $3 a month, you can get 2 bonus exclusive episodes each month. Those are only available to patrons. There are over 25 episodes over there now. So if you've binged through all of these and you're ready for more, go and check that out at the link. And thanks so much for considering. I definitely appreciate it. And to my patrons, thank you so much for being patrons. I've also begun decluttering my Instagram. I wanted to do a digital declutter this year. I don't know why I thought it would be easy to get this done, but it's taken a while and it makes sense because it's like a lifetime of stuff that I've built up. And so it shouldn't be quick or easy. I feel good having that worked on though. And I'm excited about kind of taking steps to finish this project by the end of the year. I really do want to be digitally decluttered by the end of the year. For my something interesting today, I recently found Clean Mama on Instagram. It's one word, but of course I will also link that in the details of this podcast episode if you want to check her out. She's got cleaning tips, daily reminders. It seems very bright and gentle and fun so far. I'm enjoying that. As you know, the cleaning is not really my thing. I have been trying to get some of these daily tasks done more. I am asking my kids more for help. I don't know why that is so hard for me to do, but having these little reminders has been helpful. If you are in a cleaning mode and you kind of want to establish better routines or get some tips, I think it's a good one to check out. Today's episode is all about 5 cleaning tips. These are things that I have been trying to implement or have noticed that we need to implement and have just recently started doing. Although there are a couple of oldies but goodies in there, as some people say. So there are a few things in here that I've just been doing for a long time and have noticed to be very helpful in keeping our house clean. I think that because I'm in this spring cleaning mode, as well as all of us being more active and tracking more inside, it's a little bit more noticeable. Like the grime needs to be taken care of and it's just accumulating more quickly. We vacuum every day. We clean the bathrooms every day. You know, there are things that we do like pretty much every single day, but now it's really becoming necessary. It's not just a habit to stay on top of things. It's like, oh, this floor is really dirty. We need to take care of this every single day. The other day I vacuumed twice when I was working on painting because I had come in and out of the house so often. And right now our RV is stationary in a campground basically. So there's a lot of dirt and pollen and all of that sort of thing right outside of our door. It's been really nice weather quite a bit lately. So all that just gets tracked in and I'm seeing it and noticing that we need to all to do our part in our family to make sure that the RV stays nice and clean and happy and comfortable. My first tip that I have been utilizing and very much enjoying is grabbing a damp cloth and just wiping things down. I recently noticed that my white kitchen cabinets had a spot of grime on them. It was kind of at my eye level. And then I started looking around and I was like, oh no, I need to wipe these all down. I felt overwhelmed and I didn't have time to do it all right then. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just get it all cleaned up tomorrow. But when I thought about it, I had been saying that probably for a little while when I noticed, you know, a different spot of grime or whatever. I paused and thought about it though and decided, why don't I just grab a damp cloth and wipe this down right now? I can just do this cabinet door and take care of it. I don't need to procrastinate on this. I just can clean up this cabinet door. I don't have to do everything. So I grabbed my little cleaning cloth. I got it damp and I started wiping and I had half of my kitchen done. Of course, we do live in an RV, so I don't have a lot of kitchen cabinets. That's kind of funny. But I did. I got all of the upper cabinets wiped down, and I had just a little bit of the rag that was still sort of clean enough to wipe down a few things. And I decided, wow, that was so quick. I did it in about 3 minutes, and then I could keep on going on with the rest of my day. The next day, remembering how easy it was, I got the lower cabinets when I was decluttering all of that stuff and figuring out what I wanted to ditch and take care of those things. So I got all of that done. It was really nice. I vacuumed underneath my kitchen sink. They were just such quick chores. a lot of times when I think of a new little habit that I can implement into my life that I would like for my whole family to participate in, I try it out on myself first. This is one that I'm definitely practicing right now. I've been doing this for a couple of weeks. Whenever I see something, I just grab a cloth and I just start wiping, and I wipe down until the cloth is dirty pretty much. So I can get a good amount of mileage taken care of in that one wipe, especially since we live in an RV and we don't have a lot of space. But I've decided that on Saturdays, I'm just going to get a damp cloth and hand it to my kids and tell them, go wipe down anything you can see that's grimy. It's amazing what a difference it makes. And also, it's really hard when we are so busy. We're just trying to hold on for dear life sometimes with how busy we are and how involved we can get in the daily activities of our life, that adding in something like that can sometimes be overwhelming, even in a small space. Keeping the expectations low, though, has actually enabled me to wipe down a lot more stuff, and it's taken away the pressure of, if I start this project, I have to do the whole thing. No, I don't. I just need to start and just get a little something done. So that has been something that I have been doing, and starting Saturday, I am going to be just handing everyone a damp cloth. Just go wipe some stuff down. Just clean it up. Clean up anything that you can find. It's amazing how much cleaner the house feels as I've been doing this too. And if 2 to 4 people are working on this project, it's going to be really good. My second tip is similar to the first tip. It would be to wipe out the fridge as needed. I really hate cleaning out the entire fridge, pulling everything out, you know, going through all of this stuff. I generally speaking use very similar ingredients when it comes to condiments and things like that. So I know what's in there. I don't have a lot of extras anymore. I went through all of that about a month ago and I got rid of things that we just were not using. Also, because we have an RV fridge, I really don't get a lot of stuff that kind of, you know, goes bad anywhere in the fridge. When I had a big fridge, I would find like an apple that had just rolled back into some no man's land. I don't do that anymore. Everything is very used. We go through produce like crazy. I cannot keep enough of it in the house. And I know what's in there. I'm utilizing everything. My habits have really changed. And I am a lot less wasteful when it comes to food, but we also eat so much produce that that's the one thing in the fridge that goes bad quickly. Keeping on top of it has been very helpful in keeping the refrigerator generally cleaner. Still, it gets dirty. You know, things spill, or you don't know that a little thing has a leak or whatever, or you don't know that there's one little rotten strawberry at the bottom of the container. So making sure that those things are all tidied up all at the same time is overwhelming sometimes. And again, another one of those tasks that I tend to put off if I expect myself to clean up the whole thing. The last couple of years, I have been just taking out a drawer or wiping things down as needed instead of trying to clean out the whole refrigerator every couple of weeks. It's just so much easier if I notice there's a little spot of something to wipe it down, and then I find that, oh, well, I have still a little bit of room on this cleaning rag. It's not dirty yet, so I will just end up wiping out walls or pulling out a drawer, cleaning that out as needed, wiping underneath it. You know, it's just so much easier just to take one little thing out and clean it. Yes, an overhaul in the refrigerator is definitely needed, but I find that overhaul of the refrigerator and total clean out does not need to be done as frequently. I pretty much only do it a few times a year because I am usually wiping things down as needed. I also made another rule that I go through the refrigerator before I go grocery shopping for the week. This is so helpful. It helps me to not overpurchase food. And it also helps me to see like, oh, I have this little bit of beans left over. We need to use that up. Or, oh, this apple needs to go into a fruit crisp or whatever. It has made it a lot more of a mindful process to purchasing, but also cleaning and taking care of the refrigerator by knowing what's in there and just staying on top of it. My third tip that I have for you is to put your work away when you're done with it. A lot of people are working from home now or have work outside of their work that they do that needs time and attention and a space, but it can often get left out. I've noticed that putting my work away when I'm done not only keeps the house more tidy, but it also helps me to mentally put my work away as well. When it's out, it's a visual reminder that I have other things I could be doing with it. I have deadlines that I want to meet or whatever. And although I am this one-woman show balancing out all these things, setting my own deadlines or deciding what I want to do, whether I want to do it or not, whenever I'm considering a project, it still means that I have so much work. My work is kind of unending, as a lot of us have that type of work. There's always something that we could be doing for our job, whatever that job is. When I'm ready to move to the next part of my day, though, when I'm ready to be done with the project and also to feel closure and feel good about what I have done for that project that I've just been working on, putting my stuff away is the perfect way for me to move on to the next part of my day and make sure that I am detached from it for a time. I also notice this when it comes to my mama and wife type of work. There are so many things that one can do around their house, for their children, for their family, for their spouse, and we could keep on going forever and ever and ever and never calm down, relax, take a moment. And as I have been balancing out all of these new things in my life, I want to make sure that there is time to move from each of these beautiful parts of my life, but also have a moment for myself, a moment to be quiet, a moment to go on a walk, a moment just to rest and sit on my bed, a moment to sit down and eat. That is another thing. I've noticed that I just stand up and eat my meals so often. It's not taking a quiet moment. And sometimes putting away those other types of work is very important, and it makes me more capable of doing the next part when I'm taking a moment to myself and putting all of those things away. This also applies to homeschooling. There have been times when something has come up during our day or where we have had someone that just needed a little bit more time or attention, or, you know, sometimes a little bit of kickback on finishing a project. And there have been times when I have known that we could push through and continue working up to dinner time. And in those moments, I always have to ask myself, what is the ultimate goal? And is this really necessary? Is this best for their character and growth and development? Sometimes the answer is yes. We keep on working until a project is finished, especially if it's just going to take a little bit longer and we can be done with it and there is a great feeling and vibe about it all. But when it comes to negativity and all of that sort of thing, it's good for my kids to put their work away, be done with it, and just leave it alone and wait for the next day. Because my ultimate goal when it comes to homeschooling, yeah, I want them to have the standards and whatever. All that stuff is great. But I really want my kids to know how to learn. I want them to learn how to be self-motivated to do things. I want my kids to be very, very interested in why they are doing things and figure out how to get them done. When we push ourselves too hard, sometimes it's not conducive to learning, to enjoying learning. It's not going to lead to a lifelong passion for educating oneself. When it comes to my kids, sometimes it's just best to let it go and say, okay, you worked hard. You did your best. Let's be done, and put it away and take a break. There's so many different types of work. I know I could talk about all of them, but putting my work away is a visual reminder that it's time to move on to the next part and give myself a break from that, rest from that, whatever type of work it is. It gives me peace putting it away, so it's something that I have been more mindful about lately. My fourth tip would be to create a reasonable to-do list when it comes to cleaning routines. I, for one, feel like it's very easy to become overwhelmed by more chores than we actually have time for. And it's kind of easy to begin putting off doing more than the basics on a daily basis. I have noticed this with myself whenever I have really extensive lists. They become overwhelming and I don't actually end up wanting to do them. I have done this various times in my life as an adult and taking care of my own place, and it is funny how quickly I'm like, oh, I can't do all of that. I'm just going to do none of it today. And then the next day, I have to work harder to get all of it done. When really, if I'd created a more reasonable list, it would have been so much better. And I would have been able to maintain more easily what I was working on in the house. However you set up your chores and your to-dos, it's going to be so individual to your household. It's like, I can't say, hey, do it this way or do it that way. It will not work. But what I can say is, if you are kind of in charge of maintaining the household in general, keep it simple. Keep it reasonable. The two things that I have been doing, though, are maintaining a simple list of things that I am willing and happy to take care of, but then engaging my family in doing other things that need to be done in the house with me, for just like the cleaning rags. That's a new thing I'm going to be implementing. My kids have been taking care of the bathroom and the vacuuming most of the weekdays. I definitely help out with that. They are old enough and they are ready for responsibility. I'm, you know, working on them learning about how to take care of things. It's just making the household run so much better. And it was too much for me to be doing all of that stuff in the morning routine. So spreading that out to my family has been really beneficial. Making sure that what I do is reasonable has also been beneficial, though, because I'm able to stay on top of it. I know it's reasonable. I know I can get it done. And then it helps me to make sure that everything is running smoothly. My final tip is to spend a good amount of time on your day off getting a good deep clean in. So we've recently realized that we haven't been doing this because we have had so many different things that have been happening on the weekends. We have been out of town. We have had projects. We've had so much. So this last weekend, my husband and I were like, we have, hey, we need to take care of this. And by the time we went back and forth, we had so many different chores that we needed to do. And as I was making a list of those chores kind of mentally during the week to take care of on Saturday, it hit me like, we need to spend like an hour to each Saturday just getting everything done. I think an hour would be plenty of time to maintain some of these things, but we need to do this in order to have our house be in good order. When I realized that we hadn't been doing this, I noticed that so many of these deep cleaning type of chores were just getting forgotten. So my husband and I went through, we helped our kids sort out their beds. We really kind of took them apart and really cleaned them out well. We got some of their things put back into the understorage of their bed. So that's nice. They're happier. It's all very, very tidy. They make their beds every day. But this was just a really good deep cleaning. I know I went through my side of the bed, took care of a bunch of stuff in there. We just did a whole bunch of stuff and it was really nice when it was all done. The house was sparkling clean and we felt great. Again, everyone is so individual that maybe you don't want to do this, which I totally understand. It's very hard to sacrifice an hour of your time on your day off when that is not what you want to do, is work more when you've been working all week. I totally get it. So take this one with a grain of salt. What I've noticed, though, is that we work so much during the week that we are unable to get these deep cleaning chores done. And they're also things that if I tried to implement them in with just me and the kids, it would be something that would probably make me feel a little bit resentful if I was doing all of this stuff by myself. And also, I'm so busy with homeschooling and working and taking care of the house and cooking and all the, you know, we're all busy people, right? Everyone is busy. You know what it's like. And when all of these things are piling up, it just would be so stressful if I tried to add in those types of things that should be done on the weekend into my daily life. Because we had not been communicating about it, some of these things did get off track. It really became apparent to me, like, okay, if I don't want to do these things during the week, if we don't want to do them as a family during the week, we need to take this little hour on Saturday and take care of things, get it done, and then be able to enjoy a really nice and tidy home. We love our house to have a very peaceful, reverent kind of atmosphere about us on Sundays. Not that we don't have fun and enjoy ourselves, but it's nice to be very relaxed on Sundays. So our little hour is going to take place on Saturdays. We talked about it as a family. We always encourage our children. Doesn't it look nice? Doesn't it feel good? Don't you like having your things more organized? So that was a really good and productive day on Saturday this past week. And I'm looking forward to doing that and making it a routine, because we ended up spending so much time this past Saturday that I feel like the kids, if they thought that that was going to happen every Saturday, that would be a big bummer. It doesn't need to be like that, though. It will be very rewarding to just spend an hour and get all those things done and then be able to let go, enjoy the rest of our Saturday and weekend. My minimalist challenge for you today would be to take a look at your problem area in your home. Ask yourself, why is it hard for you to keep it clean? Maybe you have too much clutter. Maybe you feel that it's overwhelming. Maybe you feel that you have too little time to take care of it. Often when I take a look at my problem areas and ask myself this kind of a question, why is this so hard for me? I'm usually able to problem solve and overcome it and able to correct what I want corrected, and the situation or the area, the space is so much improved once I've done that. So if you have a little space where you're like, oh, this is always kind of a problem for me, then taking a look and taking a moment to figure it out can be super useful, and you might find that that becomes a peaceful, really nice, comfortable space for you as you do that. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you have an excellent week. Remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff, and I will see you next time.